Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio, October 12th. And didn't know that it was a holiday today. It's like Groundhog Day during COVID, right? Until I get up this morning and had some text from managers like, oh, we're having a meeting? It's a holiday. I'm like, oh, gee. So we'll see how we do with our viewership today. But you're here, and that's all that counts. And I have an exciting announcement here this morning some of you may have heard on the manager's call the other day, my regional director calls have resumed to a place where they are somewhat interfering with my joy of Blog Talk Radio, and therefore I needed to bring some new people into Blog Talk to be able to help out because there are going to be plenty of times where I can't get on. And so I had a couple of people who have stepped forward to offer joining them. And one of them is here with us this morning, Miss Amanda Davis, who has been blessing her presence with you on Fridays for recognition. Amanda, good morning.
Well, good morning, Miss Casey. Thank you so much for letting me join you on Mondays. I am super excited. Thank you. Super excited with, you know, how we're going into the fall and we're going into the fourth quarter. Such an exciting time for our company and for all of our distributors out there. So super excited, and thank you again for allowing me the privilege to join you.
Absolutely. And I know that you're a group leader with Beamer. Why don't you share with the audience quickly your Beamer story?
Actually, I am a team manager with Beamer, and
of course,
that's okay. And you know, it doesn't matter, right? We're all out there, you know, sharing in Beamer and helping people and impacting lives. So I don't care what my title is, but at the end of the day, you know, this was in the summer of 2016, and my dear friend Claudia Field shared the blood flow video with me. And my background is in technology. I'm an electrical and computer engineer, and I had been in high-tech sales for, you know, over 25 years at the time, and technology is just is fun for me. And so when Claudia showed me this and she told me about the partnership with NASA, I was extremely interested. And so she provided me with a demo of the technology. And the next thing you know, I'm not only buying a Beamer, I'm choosing to become a distributor and help to share this in the world. And so, you know, it's like one of the things that I like to tell people is, you know, you can't, when we do a demo, it's like I can't tell you how you are going to respond because everybody's body is different. And so as a fairly healthy person, I wasn't really expecting to feel anything necessarily. I totally understood what the technology was doing, and that was enough for me. But interestingly enough, I had significant energy improvement. That was, you know, first and foremost. And I already sleep well, but I could tell that the quality of my sleep was better, and I was waking up way more rested and refreshed. And that was even before I had gotten to the sleep mode. And then over the course of time, there were other things in my body that started, demonstrating improvement that I had never even realized were an issue until, guess what, they're gone, right? And so that's how I found out about Beamer.
That is fantastic. Well, it is an exciting journey. I think you, like many of us, like myself included, had zero intention of doing the business to begin with. But, you know, here we are. We find ourselves having, you know, had so many significant shifts in our personal lives and those of people that are around us that we just feel drawn to actually, you know, get involved. And that brings me to our topic for today. You and I had a nice chat last night talking about how when you get into this business, for a lot of people who aren't getting into it because of the business, that the approach for building the business once you make that decision is a little bit different than, let's call it, the traditional, you know, network marketing strategy. And let me be more specific. There are many people out there that participate and have participated in numerous network marketing programs, and they really focus on the business side of the business when they come in. And yet many people that get involved in Beamer, the vast majority of people up to date, have gotten into the business as a result of, you know, the life-changing impact that it's had. And therefore, they don't have a big Rolodex of previous network marketers. You know, they don't necessarily have any sales experience. And so that learning curve can be a little bit steep at first. What was your, I know you don't have a background in network marketing. I have a background in sales, not necessarily, although I did a network. It wasn't like, a business side of it so much. What was your kind of experience as it relates to that?
Well, for me, I think, you know, product is very, very important. And like you, you know, I have a strong background in sales, you know, and technology specifically. I did dabble in some network marketing prior, but I did not have success there. It was just not my, what wasn't my bailiwick. It was a company, again, that I was excited about the product. But the model was you had to have like thousands of people, you know, in your business in order to be successful. And that just was not going to happen with a full-time, you know, high-tech sales job. And so the beauty that I see with Beamer and our business model is, you know, we are a direct sales company with a two-tier affiliate program. And when I'm talking to people, again, going back to your point about talking to people that don't necessarily have a strong network marketing background, or they may not have the, you know, a huge sphere of influence like some networkers. And so I talk to them about just sharing the technology. You can be successful from a direct sales standpoint, just sharing the technology and getting it into the people's hands, because our compensation plan is so lucrative. And then should you decide that you want to, add some team members and grow a team, then that's another avenue, you know, for increasing your income. And what I've seen, too, in talking with my my team members and then, you know, my business partners, you know, Claudia Field and some others that are cross-line to me, the beauty of Beamer is that you can be financially successful and you don't have to have, you know, hundreds or a thousand people in your organization for that to happen. I'm proof positive of that. I'll be completely transparent. I have 85 distributors on my team, and I have two group leaders, and I've got a plethora of other people that are, you know, considering making that push to group leader as we speak. And so from that standpoint, I was doing well enough that I made some decisions with regard to my career to, you know, take Beamer full time and actually leave my corporate job. Now, I don't recommend that. You have to put some, you know, particular things in place, and, you know, so don't just go jumping off, you know, whatever, because I didn't do that. I put a lot of thought into what it was going to take to get to team manager and all of that kind of stuff as I was, making this transition. But at the end of the day, I think the people that are, the majority of people on my team are absolutely attracted to the product, and they are excited about the business model as reflected by the managers that I have and then the up-and-coming managers. But I'm a firm believer in meeting people where they are, right? You know, you might have someone who comes in gung-ho and they're all excited about the business, but the next thing you know, there's a family, you know, challenge that takes them, you know, off the mark for a while. And you just support them and let them be. And then you might have somebody else, you know, where they only came in because of the product, but then they thought they might share it with a couple of people. And then the next thing you know, they're going gangbusters and you never anticipated. So I don't believe in prejudging people, and I believe in meeting them where they are and helping them as they grow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no question. I brought some people on that I thought were going to be just extraordinary sales background, huge Rolodexes, and they flopped in terms of business. Of course, you've changed their life with the product, so that's fantastic in and of itself, but certainly they didn't turn out to be the superstar that you had hoped they would. And then I've got other people that, you know, you sell them the product and you think to yourself, this person, you know, is so shy and reclusive, they're probably never going to share the Beamer, and they end up, you know, knocking it out of the park. So it is good never to prejudge. Let's talk a little bit, though, when we get into skill sets and things, let's talk a little bit about, okay, so you don't have a strong networking background, and therefore, you know, you don't pick up the phone. And just so people understand, if you have a strong network marketing background, when you pick up the phone and talk to somebody in your Rolodex, your conversation is very different because you're actually picking up the phone and saying, hey, Amanda, I think I've got the next biggest, hottest thing in network marketing, right, or direct selling, or whatever the case may be. At least this is what I'm told. I have never, ever done that. I think I've only led with the business twice in my entire, career, quote-unquote, with Beamer. But when you're leading with the product, you know, you're going and you're getting that person to become interested in the product first. What I think is the biggest mistake that many people make, Nancy Pellegrini, you know, one of the other co-hosts, said this when she was interviewed on Tea Time a few weeks ago. She said that in her very first meeting with the customer about the product, she somehow weaves into the conversation at least some sort of at least acknowledgement that there is a business opportunity, even if it's a third-party reference. So let's say I'm talking to you, and I know you're a super, you know, busy executive who's got a six-figure job, and, you know, I'm not going to approach you about the business, but somehow I'm going to weave in and say, you know, and what's really interesting for me, you know, is that I now have incorporated this as part of my, you know, as part of my business, even though I had no intention in the beginning. So not saying to you, oh, I think you're going to do that, but somehow dropping into the conversation that this has been the greatest thing, because during COVID, I was able to continue to make an income, you know, with something that I had originally never intended on participating in. So do you do that, Amanda? How early do you weave in or drop in, I guess is a good word, a reference about the business?
You know, I was thinking about that as you were asking that question, and I would say probably 75% of the time I weave it in as a part of my story and why I'm sharing the Beamer, right? And yeah. And I think that the key there is, you know, how well you know the person, right? And it's about, you know, and it's about, I love how you use the word weave it in there, because I don't believe that going full frontal with someone is very effective. I'm not going to say that it doesn't work, but what I have found in my experience is when you start talking to them about the value of the technology, and the next thing that they're saying is like, wow, you know who could really benefit from this is my friend, you know, Sharon next door, or my goodness, my grandmother really could benefit from this, right? And when they start to think about others' technology, you know, that we have, can have a benefit for others, then that's when I will kind of say gently, well, just in case we haven't talked about this, I want you to know there is a business associated with this. We're sharing this with others. There would be a nice referral fee, you know, for you in the form of a commission in helping others. And so then the conversation kind of grows from there, right? If you're going to share it with people, you know, there's a lot of, you know, financial experts out there that always talk about having multiple streams of income for just what you were just talking about, Casey, you know, having something else when we have some sort of a situation like what we experienced, you know, with the quarantine with COVID, right? And so whether it's, you know, utilizing a conversation that they might open themselves with regard to sharing it with others or telling them why I'm so passionate about it and why I chose to become a distributor and share it with others, right? It just kind of opens up the conversation and opens up their mind. Then they'll start to ask questions and you're not just throwing up all over them.
Yeah, and that's the key, right? The key of dropping it or weaving it in is so that, you know, they have an awareness and that maybe they will, you know, show or display some level of interest. Now, the other thing that I typically do, because we all know that the sales funnel for a Beamer sale is not, you know, a one or two contact thing, but the other thing that I like to do at some point, you know, let's say they're still thinking about it, they're still kicking the tires, I'm still dripping on them, I might come back to them and say, hey, Amanda, I know that, you know, you're still in the process and, you know, I absolutely, you know, there's no pressure whatsoever. I'm overly passionate about it. I get it. My question is different today. I'm curious. I am at a point in my Beamer business where I'm actually wanting to expand, and I know you may not have any interest whatsoever, but do you know of anybody right now that is looking for either a part-time, you know, gig where they could be passionate about a health product like Beamer, or maybe they're unemployed right now and weren't necessarily looking for part-time, but something like this could help them in that transition. So I'm actually going to point in the funnel process, if, you know, even if they haven't taken my nibble before, right? Proactively say, I'm going to say that. Okay, do you know of anybody? And this, one of two things will happen. You know, either they'll say, actually, one of three things. Either they'll say, gee, no, I can't think of anybody, but I'll keep that in mind. Or they'll go, well, yeah, me. Or they'll say, you know, I do. I know a guy who blah, 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 blah. So, you know, you're just kind of planting the seeds and then putting the bait out, if you would, to see if they're going to step forward a little bit more. I don't know if you ever used that, you know, that strategy.
You know what? I have, not as often as I probably should, but I do. One of the things that I think is so, so, so important, and I know you emphasize this in your training, you know, Casey, is the importance of listening to people. You know, so if you're listening and you're watching their body language and you can, or you can pick up, you know, the tonality in their voice and these cues, you will learn when it's the right time to bring up some of these, you know, type of topics, right? And yeah. And that's something that comes with experience, but the key there is listening. And if you are doing that, you will find the right opportunity to bring it up. You absolutely will. And then asking them enough questions, you know, during the process that gets them talking. And so when they're talking about themselves and telling you, you know, what their goals are for the next year, or, you know, because you can talk about their health goals, right? You know, because we're talking about a health and wellness product. And then they can share with you what they want to accomplish. And it just naturally weaves into it when you let them talk about themselves. They'll open up more.
Yep.
That's what I – and
yep.
Also, it has to be genuine. It has to be genuine because people can feel it if it's not.
Oh, totally. Totally. So let's move it forward here now. Now, of course, the next part in the sales process is when somebody makes the decision they want a Beamer, but they're still trying to justify buying it. And this could come in, and this is camouflaged in many, many, many different ways. You know, sometimes it's a spouse or significant other. Sometimes it's that someone, for example, is on a fixed income and they're, you know, they're concerned. They know they want it, but they just have to find a justification. When I know someone is struggling, they're really conflicted over investing in themselves, it's at that point that I will say to them, you know, I know, you know, you didn't, you know, express any interest in doing the business yourself, but do you mind my asking if I could show you a way, even not as a distributor, that you could get a good chunk of this, if not all of this, back? Would you want me to explain to you how we do that? And how we do that. Notice the word, we do that. And,
yeah.
You know, you have to ask it in a way that it becomes those of you that follow my sales training, you know I use the word an idiot-proof question, and some people don't like that. But what I mean by that is that you ask the question in a way that literally the chances of someone saying, no, I don't want to hear about that, are so slim that literally they'd be an idiot if they said no. So when I say to someone, even if you're not interested in being a distributor, if I could show you a way that you could get some, if not all, of your investment back, you know, would that be something you'd at least want to explore? Would you want to hear more about it? Not would you do it, right? Just that,
right,
opening that window. And then when they say yes, that's when I'll sit down and say, okay, I have a referral program, and if you refer someone to me who buys a Beamer, I'm going to give you this amount of money, you know, which is usually with the go. I usually give someone anywhere from $150 to $250. It really just depends, you know. And then I'll say, however, if you did want to become a distributor, then this is what you do. And it's, you know, right now $144, and then this is what it would look like. So I'm literally on a piece of paper saying, okay, if you bought one Beamer and you were a distributor, this is the amount of money you would get versus this amount of money. Now, if it's two, you'd get this is what your total would be, and now this is what your total will be. When it gets to two or three Beamers and they see, wow, I could have $2,000 back versus I could have, say, $600 back, this is, for most people, a pretty easy decision. And even if they don't end up selling a Beamer, this is going to be the crazy part for people to wrap their heads around, this exercise can allow people the justification with the possibility of getting some money back. Because most people, you know, once they have a Beamer, they never regret having a Beamer. I don't know if that makes sense, Amanda.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I think one of the joys, biggest joys actually, of this journey and this business is the people that come back to you and actually thank you for sharing this with them. And they're telling you, you know, like, oh my goodness, I can't imagine my life without a Beamer, right? And so a lot of my distributors end up getting a rental unit because they don't want to part with their own unit in order to let someone else borrow it for a couple of days, for example, you know, to experience it. And so that always gives me joy. And so I haven't had anybody between the sales that I've done and my team, I don't think we've had any returns, and I haven't had anybody come back and say, I really regret having spent this money. So, yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. And then finally, let's bring it to the end, and then we'll open it up to questions. You know, we can open up to any question, and this kind of went down to one specific piece of this. Okay, how do you build your business when you're not necessarily a heavy Rolodex or a strong sales background? So you can see these things are very, you know, very gentle. They're gentle conversations and invitations, but they're necessary. The final piece for me Amanda, is at that point of purchase. So let's just suppose that after all these conversations, the person still was not interested in being a distributor. They thought, oh, okay, I'll get a referral fee, but I'm not interested in being a distributor. For me, the final conversation is, great, okay, we're going to get your Beamer today. Now, Amanda, I know you are not interested in being a distributor. I know that, right? You've already said to me, you know, I just want a referral fee. We're assuming that, okay? I'm going to turn to you. I'm going to say, look, that's totally fine. I support that 110% because I want you to do what's comfortable for you. I must at least show you what your two options are and what the repercussions of those choices are so that you don't come back to me in 2 weeks and say, my mother wants to get a Beamer. Can I do that? All right, so here's how you get started. And then I go through, okay, if you become a customer and then later decide it's going to cost you $144 up front. If you do it today, it's going to cost you $144 up front. So the outlay of cash is the same whether you do it today or 2 weeks from now because it's still on sale. In January, it's going up to $390, but neither here nor there. Now let's suppose, Amanda, that in 2 weeks from now, your mother, who had come to visit you, says, I need a Beamer. Now you go to buy a Beamer and you say, okay, well, now I become a distributor and it's the $144. Now what happens to mom's sale? That goes to me. I get the $678. I will turn around and give you $200. But if you spent the $144 today, you're going to get that full 17%. And more importantly to me, you will have access to a back office that provides you with a plethora of training materials, and you'll be plugged in. You'll know any trainings that are coming up. You'll be informed of them. You'll be on the newsletter. And so at the end of the day, even if you didn't ever sell a Beamer, I think there's the two-day academy, which normally costs $200 that you get. I think that in and of itself is worth it. So if you do it now, these are all the benefits. If you don't, this is what will happen. Your choice. I just want to make sure you know because we cannot roll back the hands of time once we press buy.
I could not agree with you more. You know, I have had that come back to bite people on my team. When I've shared exactly what you have just said, they're just uncomfortable with, you know, kind of being a little bit more direct in that manner, and it has come back to bite them. And the thing that I really, really use, especially if they're super into the product, and like you said, they're not interested in being, a distributor, I emphasize the importance of the academy. And that's when, you know, I can get them to choose to be a distributor at the time of purchase to prevent that from happening. So I probably overemphasize the aspect of the Beamer Academy and underemphasize the, like what you just described with coming in as a distributor after you've already made the purchase. But it's very powerful because it just opens their mind to, I should go ahead and do this. Also, the other thing that I will add to that is the commission part of it for a second. You know, if there's another family member, if it's a mom and a dad, and then later they've got a kid going off to college or something, and they want to get a Beamer, you know, for their child, you know, they can buy one at a discount, right? Is what I tell them. So, you know, it's not the emphasis is not so much on the commission, but if there's other family members that you want to get a Beamer for, whether it's your mom, like I got one for my mom, right? You know, you can buy that at a discount, right? And so those are the two ways that I approach it, you know, for them to make that decision up front.
Yep. And that's probably and I do discuss that with them, but in the role play here, that probably would have been a better, example to say if your long lost cousin wants to get a Beamer, then this is what will happen with the commission. If your mother wants to get a Beamer and you're not a distributor, she's going to pay the $39.90, whereas if you had paid the $144 now, she's only going to pay the $33, and so the family savings. So to show that, but to physically show it, and that's my point, is it's the physically showing it on a piece of paper, I find is very powerful, because then it becomes like, wow, that's the reality. You know, sometimes you can have, I've had people, no joke, I've had people that I didn't show it to on paper because we had all phone conversations, and then they come back and they say, well, I don't remember that conversation. I'm like, really?
Oh, right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyway, so I think, you know, these are great future topics for Blog Talk and talking about, okay, how do you build your business, you know, when you're not a salesperson or don't have a super Rolodex. For me, Amanda, this is the number one issue, in that assume that the person is not interested in the business. Even if the first time they say they're not interested, they don't follow all these steps. Number one, dropping into the conversation early in your discussion that you make it a business. Then number two, you know, down the road at some point in time, making sure that you mention to them a referral fee. Then number three, approaching them about, do they know someone who might be interested in the business? And then number four, making sure that at the point of sale, you have that very poignant conversation about the choice right now. There's a fork in the road.
Yep, absolutely. Wow, that was very wonderful, Casey. I love being a part of your training. This was great. I hope everybody's taking notes, because I was.
Well, good. And I know you're working the board today. Do we have any questions or comments?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So area code 801. 801, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm live in Florida right now.
Hi. Oh, can you say that one more time? It was a little garbled.
I will say that.
Hey, hon, we can't hear you. Casey, can you hear her?
Yeah, no, I can't hear her. Just go ahead and mute her, and then we'll have to try that.
Yeah, well, hey, hon, we're going to have to mute you. We can't understand you, but we'll come back.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, go ahead and just mute her.
Yeah. Okay,
so
I'll go to the next one.
Whoever that was, 801, whoever that was, we literally could not hear anything you were saying. It was like, blah, 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 blah. So if you could redial in and press 1, we can try again. Do we have any other callers?
Yes, we do. We have area code 616. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Casey. This is Sue from Michigan. This is a great training today, but I have a question about the October 24th customer academy, or whatever they're calling it. Do you know if, since so many of my customers have the pro unit, will that training involve the pro as well as the go? And do you have any idea who the presenters are? Thanks.
So, yeah, no problem, Sue. Great questions. And I can tell you that that is the topic of our regional director meeting today, immediately after I get off this Blog Talk. So I don't know the answer to those questions. But you are one of many people in the last few days that have sent in that question. So we've got to make a decision, obviously, because a lot of people out there that we're going to invite it to will have the pro unit with the B-body and not just the go unit. So maybe in the third section we'll end up in the advanced training. I know that it goes the what's and why's of Beamer, which is basically the science, in the first section. with a 15-minute break, and the second one will be usage, and then a 15-minute break, and the third one will be advanced usage and Q&A. So now that we know our beloved Beebody should be back by April, I think we probably can safely at least say in the third piece of the training, I'm hoping we'll find out from a legal perspective, hey, if you had a previous version, we are going to, you know, stay on and cover those. So that's the best answer I can give you right now, Sue.
That's perfect. Thanks, Casey.
So we have one more caller. We have area code 713. Area code 713, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, this is Sandra in Houston, and that was a great question by Sue, because I would have to say about almost 100% of my customers all have the Beamer Pro. So that's a great question. I hope you did cover it. I just wanted to add from the, I think it was on the Fast Track call that George did last Monday, he referenced this book by Phil Jones, Exactly What to Say, The Magic Words of Influence and Impact. And I'm telling you, this is a brilliant book.
So for the callers, please, because not everybody's on the Fast Track, go ahead
right.
and share the title and the author of that book for everybody. I think I agree with you completely.
The author is Phil M. Jones, and the title is Exactly What to Say, The Magic Words for Influence and Impact. And George, if you're on the national call, you hear George say this all the time, or any of the calls. Casey, I hear you say some of the terminology, some of the words. This is a brilliant 89-page book, and I think it's going to be a huge game changer for me and my business. And just in,
awesome.
Just in ease of communicating and using words that get through the subconscious mind's immediate barrier. So anyway, I just wanted to plug that book.
Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate
it. Very, very good. Perfect timing. I have some people that I need to have that conversation with. So perfect timing. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So now we're going to go back to our caller that we could not hear a moment ago. This is area code 801. Let's try again.
Hi, this is Janine. Actually, I'm a different 801 caller.
Oh, you
I just
are?
Wanted
okay.
to say. Yeah, this is Janine in Salt Lake. I think that was Cindy
hi,
before,
Janine.
But hi, I just wanted to say how much I do appreciate the recipe. You know, I used to bake bread, and I used to be able to make it without the recipe, but not until I had followed the same recipe countless numbers of times. So today is a blog talk to go back to and listen and write down the recipe, the exact words, exactly what to say, because this is very, very helpful to me, and I think it will be for a lot of people. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Janine.
No question.
I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Okay, we've got another caller, area code 805. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, ladies. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California. Grandma got run over by a pickup a little over 4 years ago, and I feel like I'm 20 years old, and I am actually 50 plus 32. So very grateful
wow.
for Beamer, and very, very, very grateful for Blog Talk. And the training and tea time, I tell you, Amanda, Casey, terrific call today. The one suggestion that I might have is that, first of all, I have a question. When are we going to get Friday Blog Talk back?
So I can answer that one. So Friday Blog Talk, we are going to be doing that on the last Friday of each month.
Yeah, that's what's been going on, and I sure do miss it the other Fridays of the month. So will you be going back to every?
Well, we're working with Debbie Brawley. Yeah, we're working with Debbie Brawley and her schedule with regard to it. So Claudia and I and Debbie, in a perfect world, you know, I would love to be doing it every Friday like we were before. And so hopefully we'll get back to that. But right now, based on Debbie's schedule, we're doing it just on that last Friday of the month, unfortunately.
Right. Right, right. I'll be waiting for that to happen because I sure do miss the Fridays because every day, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock is I get inspired and it's my kickoff for the day. I want to say that everybody take advantage of the Pro Go by the end of the month at 3990 because it's going to go up even $50. You know, that's quite a saving still. And I took advantage of the good price, you know, the $3990, and ordered my fourth Pro Go because I cannot keep one for a demo. I am renting them out, and it's just amazing what when people rent it for 2 weeks, they will usually, the majority of the time, purchase. And that's what I'm finding. So get your Pro Go before it goes up.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jan. And then also, too, as a reminder, you know, anybody who wants to go back and listen to any of the replays, say, for example, if you've missed a Friday, Recognition Friday, and listen to some of the interviews, or any days of the week with Blog Talk for that matter, you know, because we have it, you know, Monday through Thursday right now, and in the past we were doing them all Monday through Friday, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IBDS and listen to the replays there. So just as a reminder for listening to the replays. Any other comments, Jan? We've got another couple of callers here.
Oh, please take them. I just want to say that I appreciate you all so much. I love the Beamer family, and I can't wait to see what happens in the future. I get up excited every day. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much. All right. So we've got another caller. This is 801-473-8000. Who is this time?
Okay, this is Cindy from Utah. Can you hear me?
Yes, Cindy, much, much better.
I don't know what you heard before. I didn't even realize I wasn't on. So
we didn't hear anything, so start from the beginning.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to say you guys covered it really, really good. I totally agree with everything Casey said about putting in, you know, about sharing the difference between signing up as a distributor and not. In almost 2 years at Beamer, I have only signed up one person who didn't become a distributor, and he was, like, homeless and didn't have internet, and I just didn't see how he was going to share the business. But I did have somebody call me this past week that that wanted to get a Beamer. She had used her dad's a couple years ago, and she just didn't think that, when I first talked with her about the business, she just didn't think it was good timing because she has a lot going on and she didn't want to, you know, not be able to give it her all. And by the time I explained to her that, you know, if you pay the $144 now instead of the $390 when you decide you have time in March, and then the other thing is when the B-Body or the other devices come out, you're going to save about $144 just by the 17% on those. And I explained to her that,
Cindy, we only have a number of seconds left.
Basically, that's it. I just second everything you said, and I just agree that everybody needs to be a distributor, because even if they do nothing for 6 months, if they do one thing within 12 months, it's made it all worth it. So
okay,
thank you for
thank
a great
you,
blog talk.
Thank you. Casey, I'm going to let you send us on home. All right. Well, guys, we'll continue next Monday. Remember, if you want to build your business, you got to plant the seeds and let people know their choices. Thanks, Amanda. Really love having you on board.
Woohoo!
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.